This is the Winning Brand Podcast, the podcast dedicated to helping entrepreneurs and small businesses level up with the right tools and resources to help you win in business. Now, let's get into today's show with your host, Chase McGee.
Good day, winners. You are now listening to episode 69 of the Winning Brand Podcast. We are only 31 shows away from the 100th episode. That has been such an incredible ride for me. Like, this whole experience has been like unbelievable in podcasting, and I feel like I'm just really getting started. I'm actually recording this episode right now, right after their first tour stop about a week ago in Atlanta, and it was nothing short of amazing. Make sure you check out the YouTube channel, The Winning Brand. Go ahead and subscribe and hit the bell notification so that you can get a notification every time that I post a video. And you can catch up on all of the live shows, and you can see the last three live shows. They were so fun, so entertaining, so jam-packed with information that I definitely want you guys to check that out. My team and I worked really, really, really hard to put this tour together in such a short period of time. We did it in like 8 weeks. Teaming up with fellow podcasters for the tour stop in Atlanta, Ashley and Marcy from the School and Life podcast, and Melissa West from Fit for Legacy show. She has a Facebook Live show, and she's doing some incredible things over there. And I want you to check it out. Check them all out. It was an awesome experience. So, and you can also see it. It is now streaming. It was streaming live at the moment, but it is now, it's definitely on the YouTube channel where it is going to stay. So let's get down to business. You want to be a paid speaker. I want to share some ways and some methods that I use to, that I personally started using to get into speaking more. I didn't really know if I wanted to be a speaker. I didn't even know if that's something I really wanted to do and get paid from. But from being in this space of podcasting, it definitely brought a different awareness and made me realize that I actually like speaking. So I wanted to make sure that I got the best, the most out of speaking. And so here are some things I want to talk about that you have to put into place before you even start speaking, okay? So let's go. I kind of numbered them. You know how my mind works. So number one, practice and seek a Toastmasters community. So you want to make sure that you understand the proper techniques of speaking. You want to know how to breathe. You want to know how to tell a story. You want to know how to get over the fear of even getting in front of people. That was one of my things. I was a true introvert to my heart. So it terrified me to get in front of people, have conversations, let alone speak in front of hundreds and thousands of people. But it got to the point where I knew I had to overcome that. And though I did not seek, because that's not the type of way that I learned from people teaching me how to speak, I had to learn by watching others speak. So everybody has a different method of how they retain and gain information. But I do highly suggest that you get into a Toastmasters community, not only for the networking, but they can also teach you as well where the engagements are and where you should be looking, where you should be focusing your attention when it comes to speaking. So check those out and don't, don't sleep on those processes and those things like that, that will, you know, help you gain momentum in the trajectory of your speaking. So make sure that you check those out. Number two, you will definitely need a speaker's reel, a professional speaker's reel. You need to know how to convey all of your messages in one place. All of your messages need to be lined up. They need to be cohesive. They want to know your style. Are you a better keynote speaker? Are you a workshop speaker? Or are you a panelists, you know, where you fit best. So that may be something that you definitely want. You definitely want to put together your versatility in your speaking style so that they could see what exactly it is that you are doing. The next thing you want to do, number three, is definitely hone in, and I talk about this so much, probably in about at least 10 different shows and episodes. Your target audience, who are they? You have a better opportunity talking directly to them, your target audience, to capture their attention, to reel them in with your story and what you have in order for them to become a customer. So honing directly in on your target audience is if in structure your talk and your speech and your speaker's reel in the way to where you are only talking to one person, right? When people see that, you become more relatable because they're like, oh my gosh, he's or she or he or whoever, they're talking to me. And when people feel like you're personally talking to them through your talk, and when you become a speaker, you become so relatable, you have no choice. In some way, they will connect with you and they will want your to purchase your product, your service, or hire you, or whatever the case may be. Number four, have 1 to 3 target subjects that you speak on. This kind of shows the diversity that you have. So let's say you are a coach. You know, you want to talk about your 3 main points on coaching, on how you help your clients. That could be how to get them to take action, how to, I don't know, I can't think of any other things off the top of my head. But for me personally, mine is branding, marketing, podcasting. Those are my 3 areas of focus. So when I am called to speak, it's usually because they've seen a speaker's reel on me talking about branding or marketing or podcasting. So those are my 3 areas. Anything else, I really don't like. No one's going to call me to teach anything, or they shouldn't. If they're paying attention or they looked at my speaker's reel, there's no reason why they should be calling me about teaching a financial literacy course or doing a talk on that, right? Because that's not related to what I've been showing them in my speaker's reel. That's not a part of it. I do touch, however, in when I'm trying to engage people, because I get asked the question a lot, you know, when starting a business and we talk about finances. I do not go heavy into finances. The only thing I say is, you know, what I've done and how I've helped my clients on the very small financial side, that, you know, getting your credit together, making sure you have a little money saved, making sure that you're getting out of debt at the same time, so that when you do take that leap and you're getting out of corporate America, that you're not in a strain and you're not stressed out and in a bind to where you have to end up going back, right? Because that is inevitably what happens if you do not have your everything together. So, but pretty much having those target subjects that people are going to call you for specifically. So make sure that you have at least 3, right? So that they could choose from. I would say no more than 3, because you don't want to seem like you are all over the place, or a jack of all trades and a master of none. Right? It's easy obtainable to master 1, 2, or 3 skills. But when you start adding more than that, it just kind of gets lost in translation. So the next thing, what image should you have? This is very important. I've been in the audience waiting to go up to speak because I'm not the type to sit with the other speakers. I like sitting in the audience because I want to hear what the people have to say. And it's always interesting to me to hear what others are saying about the speaker, right? Their thoughts without even knowing that, you know, I'm about to go up or I'm a speaker. So, and I've heard dozens of times, and this is, it's not hilarious, but it's very interesting. I've seen speakers go up and they could very well be great, you know, at what they do, and who they are and what they have to offer and what they bring to the table, right? Their messaging could be perfect and very well put together. However, the way you present that, the way you look when you present that, people are looking at that. I was in a room one time and there was a lady talking about branding and marketing and how she could take your business to the next level and how she could really just do so much, right? And she had the clients to prove it, and she had, you know, the data, she had all of this. But people in the audience could not get past her image. Because one thing that's always a part of branding that people miss is brand and image. What is your brand and image? It's not just branding. You cannot just stop there. And that's where a lot of people stop. They were so focused on her not looking physically, looking the part. She wasn't the, you know, the greatest dresser or, you know, but her skill set was, it was impeccable, right? But they weren't focused on that. They were focused like, oh my God, this is the, literally, these are the comments that I was hearing from the people behind me. How is she going to do anything for my business when she's dressed like this? Or she can't even, you know, get her entire look together. That's key. That is key. So, and I've even had to talk to my clients, my team, and tell them and remind them that you have to be on brand all the time. Okay. So what is your image looking like? You should have a very clean, very polished image, and it should line up to who you are. If you look one way in your bio pictures, when you're submitting your speaker's reel and you're looking one way in your speaker's reel and you're very well put together, which you should be, and everything is decent and in order, you have to show up that way in real life, right? When they hire you, you have to show up that way. You have to present that because that is the person that they are looking to see. So, get your image together, you know, like really think about what you want that look to be, because you're speaking, you're getting, it's your reputation. You're getting in front of a lot of people that are judging, and we're so critical, you know, we're so critical on who we do business with and what they look like. I have what's called a blessing and a curse at the same time. And it's been very challenging for me, honestly speaking, and having a transparent moment. It's very challenging looking young. I get all the time, what is this young girl going to teach me? You know, she's only 25, 26, right? What can she possibly teach me? What does she possibly know about my business and about my brand? What can she tell me? She hasn't even been alive, you know, 3 full decades. I get it all the time. And so I have to work extra hard because I do look young. I can't help looking young. So my experience and my wisdom has to show up. I have to show up in that way. It doesn't matter how, you know, my signature black and white high bun. It doesn't matter how I put that together. I have to show up, and I have to show up with when I open my mouth and when I speak and put that message out there, because That's the only way I can get people to hear me. Seeing me is like, yeah, okay. But when they hear me and they hear my messaging, they're like, oh, wait, she's on to something. So I have to do a little bit more work than most people to get, you know, their attention, to get my foot in the door. And this has been a lot as of late. This is not something that's, you know, been before. This is, no, I still have to earn my keep. I still have to work hard to get in the doors. I still have to work hard, even with the podcasting, the more content, I still have to put out that information like this, right? To let you know, and to let you guys know that the opportunities are out there. But, and then not only that, but I am knowledgeable in what I'm talking about, right? So what's next? What's next? You got all that together, Chase. I got my look together. I got my speaking topics together. I've been in Toastmasters. I know my target audience. What's next? Get your feet wet with some free, diverse speaking engagements. Either being a panel, on a panel, a host of an event, an MC, workshops are also great to kind of dive in and really start building that in order to work your way up to keynote, right? So sometimes you may get, people may call you in to do a workshop because they're trying to really get a feel for you and what you do. And the next time they may invite you out to be a keynote speaker. So, which is where the money is. So, but it's a process and you have to work your way up to that. And when you do that, make sure that you are recording yourself, right? Make sure you, and I'm going to give you guys a little ninja tip with this too, in recording yourself. Make sure, but you want to record yourself to get the quality, so that you can put together a speaker's reel. And it's a, you have to start packaging this, right? You have to start packaging this so that you can know, so you can sell yourself, right? You can, because that's all what it is. It's selling yourself. You can set your fees because you can say, hey, I've done this. I've done 20 talks, right? I've done 20 talks on this subject. And, you know, I've done this and I've gained this X amount from our clients from this, or, you know, this has helped so many people. So having that data in order to bring back, but, in recording yourself, sometimes if you're on a speaking engagement, and you're by yourself, this is before I had a team to come in and do this for me, before I hired my team, what you may want to do, and it's really like, put this in your budget, put this in your business expense budget, especially if you're trying to become a paid speaker. If you go on Airbnb, okay, if I know, just hear me out, like, wait, what? Yes. If you go on Airbnb, there's a section in Airbnb, and it's in every city, where you can hire someone to follow you around. Right. And it's really inexpensive. It may be like 30, 40 bucks. You can hire someone to do that for you. So you can just tell them, hey, listen, I have a speaking engagement, especially if you're out of town, right? And you don't have anyone to come in with a production team, to come in with the equipment and to come in with all of this stuff, right? That's the easiest way to do it. Every time I go to New York, I go on Airbnb, I hire someone to come in and follow me to get and capture my speaking engagements. And the quality is great because they're professionals. They want to get their name out. They want to do the best job for you so that they can get more jobs. So there it is, right? and you get your footage. It won't be edited, but at least you have the raw version too. If you are into editing, you can edit it yourself, or you can hire someone also very cheap to, and reasonable to do that as well. It can be done. It can be done. So I don't want you to think like, oh my God, Chase. No, you know, I'm going to always give you the tools and resources to get it done, right? So here it is. That's a little ninja trick. If you're going out of town and you can't really set up the whole production or your phone or whatever to get the quality that you need, just hire someone. Go on Airbnb under the event section or things to do. I think it's called things to do. Things to do, and get someone. Get someone so that you can have that footage. Number two, ask around about events and also build a media kit to attach with your speaker's reel. So if you've been seen on different shows, podcasts, Facebook Lives, professional shows, TV shows, and done any interviews or things like that, you want to attach that and build your media kit along with that. I think I have my media kit on the website. If not, by the time this show airs, it will definitely be on my website, winningbrandpodcast.com. You can go and you can check that out, a copy of my media kit. It's just a simple one pager. This is something that I attach with my speaker's reel when I get ready to go out, or I send them a link and it has all of that in there. My speaker's reel as well as my media kit. But build your media kit, right? Know your numbers. Your media kit is going to have your social social media information in there, and all that jazz. But you really got to, I want you to spend time on this. I want you to spend time on, if you spend time on nothing else, this is part of, think of it as your branding and marketing package for you and for yourself to sell yourself. So I want you to invest in this and spend a little time in this, if you can. The sooner you have these things in place, the sooner you can ask for money or more money in your speaking engagements, because then you become credible. You become someone that looks like an expert in your field. I was very intentional on creating multi-platforms on, I think I spoke maybe, I don't know, a few times for maybe a year for free. And that was my goal. I wanted, and I spoke maybe in that year, maybe 7-8 times, because it was for me, it was getting that footage, right? It was getting that footage and making sure that I could build my speaker's reel off of the information that I put out there. Search places, if you're looking for events to speak at, search places like Eventbrite and your local city website. Like, I live in Houston, city of Houston. I peruse the website and, you know, check out events there, because they post events. That's like a little hidden secret. And I just kind of go and apply and see that potential events that you can speak at, because you never know, right? You never know the opportunities and what's really out there until you just kind of just dive in and check it out. So all events, that's in every city, Eventbrite, in your city, your local city's website. So go ahead and check that. I know I have some international listeners out there. So if you have any questions on where to find those type of events, I can do a little bit of research for you. I don't mind that. Just let me know where you are and send me an email at hello@winningbrandpodcast.com, and I can definitely help you find some in your country so that you can get that information, because no one will be left behind in this situation. And also, if it's not a paid speaking engagement, there are ways around getting money versus the person that's at that, or the host that asked you to speak. There's ways around getting money from that speaking engagement. Okay. Have a product or a service, be prepared to sell from the stage if you don't get paid. Have something to sell before you even speak. Before you even speak, have something to sell. Have a product or service or something. Have something to sell. I cannot emphasize that anymore, because that is a great way to have your get some compensation. Okay. Also, learn to network with other speakers and panelists. They can help refer you to other places where you can start speaking. I'm always talking to, if I'm, you know, especially other panelists, because they're hungry as well. If you're on a panel and they may say, hey, have you tried XYZ? Have you tried, or you looked here? And just ask around. Some people are very, very, very helpful, and they will give you that information. Sometimes, you know, not so much. But for the most part, if people are in the business of helping other people and servicing people, as you should be in business like the Winning Brand, then they will be more than happy to give you that information. But just keep your eyes and ears open, and open to all opportunities. See things as an opportunity at all times, not necessarily, even if it doesn't, you know, pay you. Sometimes you may get a speaking engagement. They say, well, we can't pay you, but we can cover your accommodations. And that's a lot. That, I mean, really, that's a lot, because you can sell from the stage and you can ask for that opportunity. Hey, can I sell my book? Right? Can I offer them something and let them know that I have a book or a product or a service? But they may say, hey, you know, no, we can't pay you, but we can take care of your flight and hotel, or your hotel or your flight, or whatever the case may be. They may be able to take care of something, but something is better than nothing. Okay. I've even taken speaking engagements to where they didn't pay me, but they handled all of my accommodations, and I was able to sell from the stage. I was able to sell my products. So, I mean, it was a win-win for me. And because I did get clients from that, even as a panelist, that happened. So the benefits: it gives your brand credibility and proof of concept that you can do actually what you say you can do. People nowadays are not looking for fluff. They are not interested in people telling them that they can, what they can do to make a quick dollar. They're looking for things that you can help them with in the long haul. But how do you show me that, not just tell me that you're interested, like, you have to have something, you have to, as a speaker, you really have to, like, not just read it out of a book, not just be, you have to live it, breathe it, right? Because people know that, they know when you're full of fluff. I was had a speaking engagement, and the keynote speaker was reading from a bunch of papers, and her talk started with everything in her talk. It was like, you should do this, or you should do that, or you should. And that was the main thing that, again, I'm sitting in the audience before I went up, and I'm hearing this. I'm hearing the people like, you should. What do you mean you should? And it was different. I had never heard anything like that before, but so needless to say, she didn't walk out with any clientele. But education, it has to be in the forefront for the audience. Make sure that you're educating them. Make sure you're leaving them with something that they, some great takeaways. And lastly, develop an airtight pitch. If someone tries to hire you on the spot, with you having to, without having to send them, or before you send them your speaker's reel, you need to have your key points down, and you're able to sell the idea to the event coordinator or the host. They should walk away with the impression that they will be making a mistake if they do not hire you, if you have an airtight pitch, and if you're bringing them something and bringing it to the table, like, yes, these are the things that your audience is going to take away. These are the things that I am going to embed in them and make sure that they have this to talk about. They walk away with that, this type of knowledge, and this is the benefit that I bring to your conference, expo, or whatever the case may be, or your event. So, also, I have a special bundle coming out in a few weeks, and I'm going to go in detail about some of the sites and the resources that I used and how I used them to get my speaking engagements, my paid speaking engagements, and just speaking engagements, period. So please don't miss out on that. It will be coming. I can tell you it will be coming out in October. I'm having a huge birthday sale. I don't know if I'm going to do the double play and have all the double episodes like I did last year. I'm not sure about that right now. However, what I do know is that I'm going to be offering more things that you guys can really use, and that's tangible, and that you can work in your business and make it work it alongside your business to make sure that you have that addendum and you can be profitable in that. So please don't miss out. And it will only be offered one time in a bundle. The next thing, it'll be separated out in a cart, a la carte type of style. But this is the first time and only time that it will be offered as a bundle. And I can tell you this right now, it will be $40 for my 40th birthday. All right. So I hope this helps. Helps you with how to become a paid speaker. If you like what you heard, please rate and subscribe to the podcast to get more of our weekly doses of ways to win in business. I can be reached at hello@winningbrand.com. Did I say that right? hello@winningbrandpodcast.com. If you have any questions, comments, suggestions, just let me know and I will definitely get back to you. Remember this thought: try not to become a person of success, but be a person of value. Until next week, I'm Chasing McKee. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Winning Brand Podcast. Please take a moment to comment, rate, and subscribe on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Podcasts. And to view the podcast, please subscribe to our YouTube channel. Until next time, have a winning week.